on.
Welcome to another exciting episode of Video Game Bang. Video Game Bang. Your weekly source for all things video game. Featuring your fearless hosts, Corey Vincent.
I'm pretty much Microsoft and Marvel. The cans are on. It's when the ish gets real.
Shot during the day?
And Aaron Carter.
Buy the armor, I equip it, and it's like Pink Thong. The guy that delivers vending machine items in my job. He can play the rhino.
Fill up your Mountain Dew and grab your Doritos. It's time for Video Game Bang.
Mulatto butts.
What's up, pizza?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Whoa.
What are you supposed to say?
Yeah, that's me.
I thought we were all saying what's up, pizza, together.
Oh, you want to?
No.
One, two, three. What's up, pizza?
You're good.
Oh, okay. What's up, pizzas? It's Video Game Bang. Back at you after a little absence over the weekend due to
you guys drank
cold.
Absinthe?
What? Absinthe, yes. We were absinthe last weekend.
Oh, I thought everybody was drinking absinthe.
No.
Just me.
Just
me.
And his mimosas.
Oh, okay. Yes. That's a dangerous combination, I'll tell you what.
So we were out. I was sick, so Video Game Bang doesn't turn, nothing happens if I'm sick.
Apparently. Really?
Yeah.
Something happened.
What are you guys going to do?
But we're going to record.
And then what happened?
I lost all the files.
You guys just talked on Xbox Live, probably.
It
pretended
recorded.
It was a show.
It recorded.
Yeah,
well, we had an audience.
Obama's listening to it.
I bet he is.
Yeah. Politics,
and
people.
And enjoying it.
Open your minds. Check us out on nerdreactor.com under the podcast section. That's probably where you're listening to us now. Also, we did our first big boy review. Aaron and I reviewed Walking Dead Season 2, Episode 1. All That Remains.
Yes, All That Remains.
Check it out on Nerd Reactor under the video game section.
A very good title.
Yeah, it was a really fun game. We'll probably talk about that a little bit here.
Yeah, a little bit.
Check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/videogamebangbang. We have a Tumblr, videogamebangbang.tumblr.com. Where's David?
Not exactly.
And Twitter, @videogamebang. And that takes care of the business. What's going on, guys? Anything new?
Winter is here.
Winter is here.
That's not really new. I mean, we're really close to Christmas. There we go.
Yeah, and we have been working tirelessly on our top 10 video games list. Thanks for reminding me, Aaron.
And it has sparked so much debate within our little clique here.
Yeah. So, well, we're using the Mario Kart ranking system.
And it's a very good one, I guess.
Yeah.
Do you get that, Steven? You're looking a little
anybody understand that?
Confused.
I thought we were just going to throw things at each other until someone gets
we
first
hit blocks
place.
With our head.
Shells and banana peels.
Yeah.
Is that what it worked?
Yep.
Huh? Dibs on all the blue shells.
That's the Mario Kart.
So we went through everybody in our group. We went through a lot of people, the higher-ups in Nerd Reactor. We reached out to some YouTubers. Everyone submitted their top 10 video game list, and basically I gave them all to David. And whatever game that was ranked number one gets 15 points, two gets 12 points, and then we add up all the points for all the games, and we have a cohesive list, no bias. I tried to keep as little debate as possible because I didn't want people to affect other
people. Well,
there's
always going to be a debate, though.
I know, there's debate. But still, I think for the most part, we have a solid list.
I kind of felt like this year, and I don't want to offend anybody out there's games, you know, developers, but kind of feel like this was a soft video game year.
Yeah, the list on Wikipedia I put on there for everybody, I really had to dig through for some gems.
And it may just be because the release of the two new systems.
That's true.
Like, nobody wanted to come out and go up against, you know, the Xbox One and the PS4.
Everything that's out is out. Is that correct, Mark?
Yeah, for this year, this calendar year, other than small, maybe indie and arcade titles that are coming. But anything that's anything is already launched. So
we're just going to skip the introductions. Nobody knows who we are.
Oh, well,
they know I'm here.
yeah, I guess that we should. You want to do the introductions this week, Steven?
Corey, Aaron, Mark, and me, Steven.
Best introduction.
Usually I like to
ever.
Try and pick something. Back. Like you
that
know,
was fun.
If he was a pizza, he'd be pepperoni.
Well, that's your shtick. Do you want to steal in yours?
Well, I get to the point. All right. Like, I'm not gonna.
Steven's got some.
Cut it with you. No, it's Corey on the mic right there. Go ahead, Corey.
Me.
Say something.
Hello.
Here's Aaron. Go ahead.
I'm also on the mic.
Go ahead. That's right. Mark, go ahead.
Hola.
That's racist. Wow. And it's me. I'm back.
So let's, yeah, if I were to host like Steven, it would be a really short show.
There's some news. Minutes. Some things happen.
Somebody died.
Yeah.
And somebody else lives.
Lord of the Rings sucks.
I think it's just because.
Trivia question.
I feel a little left out.
Wrong.
Oh, from last time?
From last time.
Oh, wow. We had some earth shattering news as Mark Griffin stole the crown, the trivia crown from Aaron.
Oh,
There's been a lot of. Debate going on though of whether it was a legitimate loss, Mark.
Yeah. Wow. Really?
Like not, I wasn't here, not so it doesn't from my count. Hand.
Okay.
That's just
not from my mouth.
Aaron took the loss with great.
I always because I like to say I built a dynasty, six in a row. Yeah. You know, actually that's two dynasties because I believe three wins back to back to back is a dynasty. So I've just built two dynasties, and I think they're pretty solid. You know,
well,
I think they're solid.
You know, the new champion is always going to have doubters, so.
That means
anybody
today,
can win the belt. It's harder to defend
today
the belt.
You would have to. Yeah, it's very difficult. I did it six times, though.
All right.
You know what I'm saying?
To be fair, I was only here for three or four of those.
That means
I'm just saying,
I built a dynasty around you?
You still built one around me. I'll take it. Right. I agree. Just how
Booker T was a five-time champion. Aaron Carter.
Are you
six times champion.
Are you talking about Booker T, the wrestler?
The wrestler, yes.
Or Booker T Washington?
I'm not even going to dignify that. Before,
so. Wow, so, okay. When someone says Booker T, I'm supposed to think Spinneroni.
Yes, okay. Every single time.
Every single
time.
He was just as important for civil rights movement as the Booker T. Washington.
He started the
I was going to say Thurgood Washington.
He started the whole dreads thing, you know.
And he's a five-time champion.
He's a five-time champion.
Let's get into the news, people.
All right, the first news. Xbox to get original TV shows early 2014.
So we're getting a Halo show. What else is there? What else is coming?
Well, I don't even
it's
know.
It's just a Halo show, everybody.
Exactly, because that's what they said at E3 was the Halo show. Everybody knows, okay, Halo show. But I don't know what else to expect. They said they're not Netflix or, you know, Amazon.
So they'll hit your titles. They're their titles.
But
Halo,
what?
Gears of War, and
we're just going to have a bunch of just video game
what else is
TV
there?
Series.
And am I paying for this?
Knowing Microsoft, yes.
I think it's probably going to be included in your
included
gold.
With gold.
It better be.
I'm pretty sure it's
because I wouldn't pay anything extra.
$25 a month.
I wrote an article recently for One World about they wanted me to write something about the Windows Phone, and like the first thing that came to my mind was a critique. And it was the fact that they're really blowing it with Xbox Music and the fact that, like, there's Spotify out there and Google Play has their own store where you can kind of stream music or at least get your access to your own music through the cloud. But you can't do that on the Windows Phone through your Xbox Music without paying Xbox Music fees.
Wow.
Of, like, $9 a month.
Those are some swindlers. That's what that
is. That's exactly what it is. And Spotify, if you guys have an Android device or iOS device, Spotify is free now.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard.
So is this any music on Spotify?
Any Spotify. Yeah. Actually, you know, I think you have to at least put it together on a playlist, and it'll shuffle playlists you create. So I don't think you can just say, I want to hear Thrift Shop by Macklemore and then search it. But if you have Macklemore Thrift Shop on one of your playlists, you may hear it.
Yeah, I think that's right. I think that's what I read was because if you pay, you can listen to whatever song and you know at any given time. But if you don't pay for it, then it's just random on anything.
Which still is
fine by me.
100% better than it was last month.
See, I've only heard of Spotify or whatever. Like, I see.
Cut him off. Bam.
Did you deliberately put that a little later?
Throw you off.
What you playing?
Wow.
So we're going to put the news on hold and go to Steven. What you playing?
Let's see. I jumped back into BioShock Infinite, Legend of Zelda on the 3DS, and I played a little bit of Dead Rising.
Awesome.
All right.
But in that, pretty slow this week.
Any revelations?
Was that a play on word? Wow.
All right, okay.
On the mark.
I'm lost. All right.
I am finishing off Zelda. I'm 95% through it with collectibles and everything, just trying to hunt down that last damn quarter of heart. Just cannot find the last piece in the giant map.
That's when you Google it.
I don't cheat in Zelda, bro. Zelda's serious business.
That's going to be on a t-shirt
serious
soon.
Business, bro.
I don't cheat in Zelda,
bro.
Wow.
Do you even lift, bro?
That's terrible. Oh, it's on to me now?
Do I have to? I guess I have to address you.
All right, yes, please.
My glance isn't enough.
No, it's not.
Aaron Carter, what are you playing?
Well, I am finishing, well, actually, I already finished season one of The Walking Dead. Disappointed. I played season two, episode one.
Why do you even play games?
Exactly.
Every word from you is like disappointed.
Angry. I'm sorry
Doctor Who.
Wow.
Steven is on one today.
I'm sorry that my taste is a little more refined than the average gamer.
You know, I actually saw an article was posted online about people being too nice to games this last generation. I agree. Yeah, I agree with it.
People are soft on games
the
nowadays.
Whole last generation?
I think a good chunk of last generation.
We've been soft on video games for the last 10 years, I would say.
Yeah.
Only because, I don't know, we've accepted this whole, the graphics are better, so that's cool.
Do you think it's because of, like, the whole, like 80s movie era where it's like nothing but sequels and dishing out the same stuff, because that's what's happening a lot in this whole game industry. It's like,
how long has this been going on though? Because we've been getting the sequel thing for
10 years.
Yeah. It's been going on for quite a while. Like even towards the end of Xbox PS.
Because I think it's PS2, because people aren't coming to their senses and realizing they're buying the same thing over and over.
If you look at,
vote with your dollars, people.
Exactly. I was talking with Corey about The Walking Dead and how they could branch off and do different things in the story. And I was like, that type of thing has been done on the 64 in a wrestling game. On No Mercy, there was literally a tree for different storylines to go down. And not just like three branches. You had a whole Christmas tree of like different stories that you can go with, depending on what you did in the middle of these. And it's like, if a archaic system like the 64 can do it, a sophisticated system like the Xbox One should handle it with no problem.
I agree.
And see, I think back in the day, like 64 days, the developers, I think they felt like they had to put more into the cartridges because there wasn't that extra, that option for adding on later.
So the space and the lazy, I mean, the internet and DLC for later is a justification of laziness?
No, I'm not saying it's a justification. I'm saying that's the crutch that they're using,
though. Well, hey, we need to start really calling them on this stuff, because it's like, I'm getting tired of playing a game and getting tired of it after, you know, a couple of days because I've beat it or something like that. And then you're trying to throw a little competitive multiplayer in there to get me to keep playing this game over and over again. Yeah. It's not just going to happen. I'm definitely, like, the Call of Duty era for me is pretty much done.
Yeah. Yeah.
And what I've been playing is Walking Dead Season 2. Walking Dead Season 2, Episode 1. I played through that one last night, and then just more 2K14.
He looked like he was at an uncomfortable rally. Like, I kind of agree with these guys, but can I just... I just wanted to order some food.
I just want to tell you what I'm playing, and it's Walking Dead.
And that ends. that was a perfect ending for what you're playing.
So we're back on to news.
Original TV series for Xbox. We covered that one.
Yeah.
It's coming.
Let's do this.
I'm not excited.
Let's do this one. This one's for you, Corey.
Oh, I'm
Alexander Gustafsson.
Alexander Gustafsson.
Gustafsson and
John Bone Jones.
Oh, excuse me, John Bone Jones on the EA UFC cover.
Yeah. So what happened is the UFC came out and EA came out and they're like, okay, John Bones Jones is going to be on the cover and you guys get to vote who's going to join him on the cover.
Okay. Did you vote?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Of course you did.
It started with, they had GSP on there, Ronda Rousey.
Did your vote make it to the cover?
No.
Oh, you didn't even vote for the popular one? I read the article.
No, he had a full country behind him. That's kind of what, because, like, MMA is legitimately turning into the next FIFA. Like, people in different countries are really getting hyped about the sport, and they're really supportive of their fighters. Hmm. So, Brazil... Like, the last, it came down to, I think, Jose Aldo, and Alexander
Representing
Gustafson.
What country?
Brazil.
Jose?
Oh. Yeah. And the Americans are kind of, like, scattered. Like, a lot of Americans like Brazilian fighters, like, Americans like
Well, because that's what we are. We're a melting pot. We're from all
exactly.
over the place.
Exactly. But when you go to Brazil... Like, they don't have to know the names of the fighters. It's like, if they see a Brazilian flag, they start going nuts. Wow. So,
a territory thing,
and I think it really helped Gustafsson in the fact that they had a really amazing fight towards the middle.
Yeah, they have history, right?
Yeah, they had one fight, and it was expected to be like a one-sided beating, but it was actually went to a very close decision, and a lot of people thought Gustafson won.
Are you picking this one?
The game?
Yeah, picking it up.
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah, day one. This is that's my jam right there.
What is there another UFC coming out or no?
No, that they EA bought the license.
So it's just all EA, huh?
It's all, yep. Well, I mean, we'll see if somebody comes out with another so Supremacy wow. or something like
no,
that.
No, and it will
something.
Never stand a chance because if EA no. tried with EA's MMA, mm-hmm. and they had licenses to all the popular fighters that weren't in the UFC were in this game, it wasn't enough. Because there's too many bros in the tight shirts that will only buy a UFC game.
Mm. It's all about the branding.
Yeah. Because there were some legends in the
Where's
other one.
Where's your tap out shirt, bro?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, man. That dude got rocked. Oh, Dana White.
Tired. I start playing that every time Steven goes on a rampage.
I got anger today.
He brought everybody Mountain Dew, so I'm really surprised.
I did.
Oh,
such a good move.
He brought everybody Mountain Dew, and then everybody stares at me. I'm the only one that did not drink the Mountain Dew.
Yeah, drink the poison. Because you're nuts.
Because I don't drink soda anymore.
But it's Mountain Dew. It's in our catchphrase.
Yeah, it's like what we're known for.
Yeah, and then when all our viewers and listeners have heart attacks and die from drinking Doritos and chewing Doritos. Mountain Dew.
First of all, I'm pretty sure it just says grab your Mountain Dew or fill up your Mountain Dew and grab your Doritos.
Just, you know, hey, have fun with your snacks and then your coronaries. Next story, we're going to skip one. We're going to go down to Nintendo announces Hyrule Warriors. If you watch the trailer online, it says Hyrule Warriors. Not the real title. It says not the final title. As if they had to tell you, like, no, this is not it. We just put this in there.
This is what we needed. We needed a middle title.
But it's a mixture between Legend of Zelda, of course. I mean, think about it, Hyrule. And then Dynasty Warriors. We have, what is it,
Tecmo Koei
is going to be developing it. And if you know anything about Dynasty Warriors, it's just going to be press slash until you beat everything on the screen. But it looks pretty good. It doesn't look bad at all.
No, I actually was very happy for what I saw in the short little two-minute trailer. You know, a couple specials, some power-up. You can see the charge gauge fill up. And
big monsters.
Big monsters. Yeah. They had a...
That's wrong.
You know,
clip for them.
They had that was
wrong. Sorry. Nintendo.
You're gonna use the soundboard.
I don't think
you have.
Bazinga.
Yeah. Okay. There we go. Close enough.
What do you expect to see out of this game?
I want to see some crossover. I want to see some other characters. I want to see like Sheik on the battlefield. I want to see what if they're going to cross over Dynasty Warriors, because, I mean, this isn't the first time Nintendo has melded with Dynasty Warriors, or was it Samurai Warriors? One of the two, because they did the Pokemon Conquest for the DS, where it was all the Dynasty...
Samurai Warriors.
So Samurai Warriors, you know, where they... And they each were Pokemon trainers or whatnot for their battles and stuff like
that. Yeah, I
remember that. So I want to see which universe they're going to be, if they're going to cross or if they're going to.
Now, do you think this one is going to have any type of stories? Because historically, they don't really... I mean, besides the... Yellow Turban Rebellion in every single Dynasty Warriors.
Racist.
So that's what
that's what it is.
Zelda's going to start fighting the Yellow Turbans in the beginning, and then move on to something else.
I think it's gonna probably flesh out. Maybe they'll take some lore from maybe Skyward Sword and kind of flesh that out, because that's supposed to be kind of real early in the storyline for the timeline. So maybe they'll flesh something out. They'll show more of like Ghirahim's past from Skyward Sword. If people out there who haven't played the Zelda on the Wii. I think that's my best guess that I can think of where they'd go with that.
Yeah. Remember Satoru Iwata, the president, said he wanted to stress this is not the next Zelda game.
And you know what? I'm thinking this is seriously like somebody made some type of mod and threw Zelda on there, and then they were just like, you know what? That's a good idea. Let's run with it.
Probably. I mean,
because it seems like one of those things where Nintendo's like, we need a good idea to get ourselves up, and Zelda usually works. Hey, I just seen this mod on this PC this guy made, and it's like Dynasty Warriors, boom.
Or it's Nintendo, trying to capitalize on a popular series in Japan, you know? I mean,
I can definitely see it.
They put Link on Soul Calibur, and that worked, beautifully.
Yeah. Best version of Soul Calibur 2 out the GameCube, there, by far. Right? GameCube, by
so,
far.
They're not... afraid to mix stuff up. I mean, look at Smash Brothers.
Mm-hmm.
So,
which was my biggest announcement. I was happy about the fact of adding Rosalina.
I haven't seen that yet.
Yeah, they added her. She's the newest character. Wow. Rosalina from Super Mario Galaxy, another princess added.
She looks just like Preach.
She is, but Preach. She... Preach. Looks like Preach.
The light blue dress.
My name is Smith.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
I remember that.
So I'm juiced. Another princess to beat up on everybody
princess,
with.
Princess Peach.
Yes.
Space Princess Peach. That's a good one.
Yeah,
exactly. That's a good one.
So, but...
Yeah, that's cool. Nintendo, I like when they merge with people. Mm-hmm. I'm waiting for their Kingdom Hearts type of merger.
Mm.
That would be interesting.
What do you think they would?
That's what I don't know, because I mean, you got Disney with
Fallout.
Wow, that'd be the stretch.
Shooting Yoshi in the face, bloody mess perk.
That he'd be like, and Luigi's like a ghoul and stuff like that. Yeah, I don't know where they would stretch. Like, I don't know what Nintendo would think is acceptable, because you got the fantasy. What is it? What is the stupid company? Why am I blanking on it? Square Enix. They can kind of fit
anywhere,
yeah, because they're all fantasy and everything like that. Disney is more accepting, as you can see, for them buying Star Wars and Marvel, you know, so they'll kind of go with the action side, and then throwing their people in there seem to actually fit. Mm-hmm. I don't know what Nintendo looks for, because they don't really want to put their people in dark spots, except Link, maybe.
Yeah.
Oh, I never. Yeah, people talked about it before too. Like in this Kingdom Hearts, is there going to be any Star Wars or Marvel crossover?
There's probably. I don't think Marvel.
Probably not Marvel right now. They'll save that for later, yeah, for sure.
They'll probably just stick with a lot of the same stuff that they've.
Yeah.
You don't think R2-D2 will just pop up in there?
I think they might do I think they might do like a minor cameo Star Wars world, just to kind of like if anybody played the first one, the Winnie the Pooh book. Not a big, big license, but it was a little part, little extra mini game stuff you could go and
so
do.
So nothing really deep.
I don't think it'll be anything
small.
No, I can see that, because they did the Tron.
Yeah, because they've already done the Tron
thing work.
And they've done Tron World, so they might even go full out flesh with Star Wars because they've done Tron in that kind of sci-fi kind of style, you know?
They could probably bridge it, and if they did, they'd probably do like the Clone Wars type of art style.
Yeah, exactly.
For it.
Mm-hmm.
It could fit.
Precisely.
So.
All right. Let's see. Flipping through the pages.
There's only two.
All right. I mean, they don't know that. Well, thank you for killing the illusion.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, my gosh. Let's go with this. Argo screenwriter set to rewrite Batman versus Superman.
So it's already getting rewritten.
You know why? Because they listened to the podcast. They heard me. And they were like, oh, crap. Aaron just kind of busted out a whole bunch of stuff. Let's go ahead and rewrite this whole thing.
Yeah. And I think maybe this. I'm hoping maybe the success of Hood. Maybe they're going to go.
Hood?
Or not
Arrow?
Cape. No, it was Cape.
The Cape?
No, I'm just kidding. No, Arrow. The success of Arrow, maybe.
You think they want to tie in?
Possibly.
Nah.
Or in long run, maybe not in this, but set it up to where they can eventually. They gotta do something. They gotta think fast. That's why they're already jumping in and saying that Wonder Woman's gonna be in it now.
Well, it may not now that they're rewriting everything.
Now, I'm thinking that Wonder Woman was like an afterthought in the first script, and that this second one is a clean. The timing of it was so weird.
Was she going to be in the coffee room drinking? Where's the sugar?
Exactly. But I don't know. I think this is panicking, and I don't like that. Because if you panic, you write something bad. This needs to take their time, and, you know. Like, what does it say? It doesn't even say on here. I think they were like Ben Affleck was trying to get him to get it up in shape before they begin shooting next year.
Oh, wow.
You're going to write a whole decent script before next year, shooting next year? Come on, that's a rush.
You know what? It depends. Like, how far they have gotten. Yeah, like, I mean, if they have, like, already a full script and they're just going to rewrite certain parts, then they might be okay within the year.
But why bring in another guy to rewrite certain stuff?
Maybe they. I mean, it depends on what they're rewriting. Because I imagine
can't mean
they
anything good.
I imagine they probably have like a good skeleton script or like a plot line that they want to follow, and they're probably rewriting just the connect the dots. Basically, they've got all the dots they want to hit, but now they're rewriting the parts to connect them because they didn't like.
And now look, Ben Affleck went from like, oh look, let's make him Batman, to all of a sudden he's picking new writers.
Yeah, like
because he's got a lot. Like big shoes to fill. That's why
he's. Well, no, I don't even think he's worried about that. I think Ben wants to take control a little more than he probably had, and he's just.
I mean, I could see
moving,
could see
showing his weight. I mean, and that's cool. Do what you do, as long as you do not screw up, because this is a very, very, very delicate combo that you're about to put on the big screen.
With Kevin Smith, though, in his ear, I think he won't let him fail.
I don't think Kevin Smith is really going to have too much besides.
He's on the inside. He's in the Illuminati of this thing because he's been the one. He's already seen like the costume, the Batman costume, and he's been like talking about it on Twitter, like hyping it a little under the.
I would feel better if Ben Affleck came out and was like, "I'm consulting with Matt Smith this whole time."
Matt Smith, Doctor Who,
whatever.
Told you guys. That's all I Doctor Who
with what is his name? Kevin Smith. I would feel light years better. I would be like, okay, Kevin, he knows what he's doing in this realm, you know. And not to say Ben doesn't, but I just haven't seen any evidence of it. So show me that you want to attempt to put this in the right hands.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like I said, it's one of the most delicate. These are the two biggest iconic characters in comic book history.
And they can never get them right.
And they never really get them 100% right until as of recently with Batman, I guess. But
yeah,
like,
but then they just do that one in the trash.
But as much as I do not like Superman, I can't deny that he is like the biggest superhero of all time, you know. And they never got him really right on the big screen since Reeve.
Christopher Reeves.
Yeah, that's about it. Yeah. And now that we're in the HD era with all the special effects and everything like that, it's like...
We got more superhero news, too.
Yeah. All right, I'm not even on there. Oh, yeah. Sony plans for Venom and Sinister Six movies. Sony already said that they're going to just freaking spam the crap out of Spider-Man.
That's the next move. Marvel's... Go ahead, Steven. No.
They
want to...
they want to pretty much do their whole Avengers theme. That's what it is. Everybody wants to do it. X-Men, look at X-Men. X-Men's doing the same thing.
Yeah.
But I think with Spider-Man, it's a little more... They did a little better than X-Men.
A
lot better. Yeah. There's a lot more focus on Spider-Man. Oh, yeah. You
but
know?
Look at X-Men's been spanned over how many years now? More than 10, right?
Yeah.
But it's
and they had no idea what it was going to be at the beginning. Now they're like, oh, we have this property. I respect that they're not doing a total reboot and kind of tying in the old stuff. I don't know. I hate when they kind of like you hating endings to stuff when it's kind of open ended. I don't like when they just say, okay, that series is over. Let's reboot it. And just completely disregard the first half.
Why don't you like that, though?
Because I invested so much time and energy into the other ones.
So you invested a
lot of
time?
And I'm constantly comparing them.
But, I mean, look at comic books. And they branch off in different, you know, series. I mean, a lot of times, don't they reinvent
the world? So I just have to tell myself it's a different universe.
Yeah.
New 52?
Yeah, exactly.
Because you don't do the DC stuff, do you?
Nope.
We'll see that.
Bazinga.
There you go. But I think it's important to get a fresh feel. What, are you going to have the same actors play the same roles over and over until there's 50 and stuff like that?
Yep.
Okay. And then when you have, like, the oldest Wolverine on screen.
Then you do an old man Logan storyline.
And then when he's dead, then where do you go?
Then you do the dead man
Logan.
The death of Wolverine.
Have freaking Hugh Jackman on strings just marionetting them the whole way.
Let's be real. By that time, we'll have androids.
Yeah, I mean,
we'll have robots.
The reboots are good only if they, I don't know, only if they like retell the story with different actors, but kind of keep it, you know, similar.
In the most recent Spider-Man trailer that came out, well, I can't say most recent because unless one came out in the last couple weeks,
I think you're that's the one you're thinking about.
One they threw in like a bunch of little like teasers and samplers for these next movies. So this is just a formality making it official, but like there at one point someone was looking at an index or mailbox at Oscorp, and there's one that said Venom Project.
Yeah.
And there was like the name or one that said Octopus Project or something. And then in the other scene you could actually see the octopus arm.
Yeah, you see the vultures, wings.
And one thing too that I don't think got a lot of press coverage too was the love interest Gwen Stacy. When they showed her in one of the scenes, she's wearing the exact same outfit that she wore in the comic book when she gets her neck snapped.
I thought she fell off of gets thrown off of a
bridge. Yeah, that's
how
her neck snaps.
Spider-Man snaps her neck because he tries to save her and the bus of people.
It's of her getting caught by the
Green
like
Goblin doing all that, and they showed Green Goblin.
Yeah, they showed Green Goblin. So
which I don't,
I wouldn't
really
be
like that look.
Shocked with the death of.
Oh yeah, she's
is
gone.
Is he still on a snowboard?
Yeah, it's something like that, something to that effect. It's not a snowboard, but
hoverboard.
But there's so much to draw from. Like, Spider-Man is one of the few series that can have its own cinematic universe to me.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, easily. You remember how awesome the cartoon was?
Yeah, it was I do. Great. But it was kind of... I don't think... There wasn't, like, a lot of different characters because...
Oh, yeah, there was? What are you talking about?
Put it this way. Tons. He had a lot of different enemies.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But what other heroes were around him?
He
had massive crossovers.
He had massive crossovers with himself.
He was in, like, X-Men for a while.
The biggest thing that he had was... Or the biggest... story arc that he had was when he had all the different Spider-Mans with him. The Scarlet Spider.
That was awesome.
From the different universe. Yeah,
there was also the one, too, which... remember when he got sent to the digital, or that one world where he got to choose his alliance?
But see, so now we're moving
Captain
in.
America. I know, that can never happen.
The Secret War. I know Secret what you're talking Wars, about. Now we're moving into a whole... Where Disney needs to buy all the franchises and then make that happen.
Yeah, Secret Wars.
When that happens, I'll be front row seat on that movie because that's just like you're packing X-Men, the Avengers, the Fantastic Four.
That might be too much. Cram.
It would be too much.
No. See, because you don't understand because they're not taking like all of them.
They could make that a 6-hour movie and I'd go.
And
They're not making.
It's the new roots.
And then like. I would love that. Like I would. That would be the best superhero movie. I don't even know what would be able to top that if they did that right.
World War Hulk.
Aaron would be there in costume.
You know what? That would probably be. That would be crazy. That would be crazy. Yeah. Like, and I don't understand. All these ideas are just out there in comic book form, waiting for somebody, Disney, to go and buy them up.
Maybe we should make a generic version. Like Clawman.
That would be the worst movie. But yeah,
Beetleman.
With the Secret Wars, I mean, you're taking the best of the whole Marvel universe, you know, and you're throwing them into an action movie.
But go back to Spider-Man, too. There was a lot of interesting storylines. It could have their own, like... I would go see, what was his name? What was the vampire's name?
Morbius.
I'd watch a Morbius movie.
Really?
Yeah. And then,
a good villain.
He was an awesome villain. And then do a crossover with Spider-Man after that. I'd watch an entire movie.
You would watch an entire movie with just Morbius?
Really? I'd be Morbius and Blade. Because in that whole show, Marvel got Blade back, I think, though. They were going back and forth.
But then they teamed up eventually.
Yeah, because then Morbius became, I guess, like...
Yeah, he became a good guy.
And then, Kraven the Hunter, freaking awesome, is something they haven't even touched. Carnage, they can go into a full
I would
Venom
love
and Carnage
to see
movie.
A Carnage.
Yeah, they can go into a symbiote movie.
Yeah, without Spider-Man, I'd watch it without Spider-Man.
Well, that's what they're alluding to here.
Oh, okay.
That one of the movies is going to be a spinoff with just Venom. And I'm like, okay, I don't know too much about Venom.
I want to see the symbiote like jumping on the Rhino.
I just see the symbiote changing people, like changing underwear or something like that. Like every time I look back at that, somebody like Matt Gargan is the symbiote now, and you know Flash
Scorpion
is the symbiote.
Is another person they haven't even.
Yeah,
there's a lot of characters.
Scorpion. Well,
that was a kick ass cartoon.
Yeah, it was. The Fox Marvel age was like the best cartoons because when they had the original X Men back then, where they actually killed characters.
Yep.
Ish. But
did they ever bring back
Morph?
Yeah,
he came back. He came back and he had his memory wiped and he didn't know who he was. Mr. Sinister brought him back.
Of course.
Yeah, that was a good
Sinister,
one. But they brought him back and they made him like cool because they showed how he uses his powers. Like he got into a big fight and he just started morphing into a whole bunch of different people doing a whole bunch of different powers. And it was just like, well, that's why he's cool because he can do everything.
It's been 33 minutes here with Video Game Bang, which means it's time for us to take a break.
Yeah, when we start talking about Marvel and stuff, I can go on for years.
Go off the rails. Well, we're going to come back. It's going to be a grudge match where Mark Gryffindor is going to try and defend his title against Aaron Carter, Steven Gutierrez, and maybe I'll call a random person on Skype and see if they want to play.
Wow.
We'll be back with more Video Game Bang.
Bye.
Our final show is coming up, people. Final show of the year.
Final show of the year. Woo!
We're going to get everybody from the Video Game Bang. Wow, good Lord.
Woo!
We're going to get everybody from the Video Game Bang crew to discuss the top 10 games of 2013. It's gone by so fast, hasn't it, everybody?
Oh, yeah.
Woo!
Ric Flair over here.
Good Lord. So now... stick around. We're going to have a lot more information coming up. And
final episode of the year.
Yeah. Get ready for it, people.
And then we'll be back on the 1st of 2014.
Send us out, Ric Flair.
Woo! And welcome back to Video Game Bang, and we're going to start our trivia game, everyone's favorite section of the podcast, and we have with us a super fan. She says she's listened to every single episode, was tracking us on Twitter, volunteered as tribute. Her name, do you want to use your full name, or how do you feel about that?
Sure, you can go ahead. Madison Mata.
Okay.
I go by Dio, or Dio Scurry, typically.
Okay.
My social networkings.
All right. And she is a Twitterer. You can find her on Twitter at _Omega.
That's right. Very final, isn't it?
Yeah. So I hope you guys are all scared. What are some of your geek credentials?
My geek credentials? Well, I guess like many of the other people here, I worked at a gaming store or a video game store. And I've been a geek my whole life, mostly a PC gamer. I'm
all right,
sorry,
everybody.
No. You're welcome.
I did
welcome.
Hear about your PC drama that you guys just went through.
Yeah.
I saw you guys tweeting about it because I do follow you too. And PC is my. I don't really believe in the whole master race thing.
Okay.
But PC is a little bit better. As far as like being up to date with what's going on in graphics, I'm just
she's like,
that's just facts.
I'll accept that. I'll accept that. Aaron, do you have a rebuttal?
But correct me if I'm wrong, Madison. You wanted to be a robot, right?
I do. I would love to be a robot. I am self-proclaimed.
She's a self-proclaimed robot.
I'm getting a lot of feedback suddenly. Sorry.
Yeah, that's what happens when you're a robot. Nothing but feedback.
All right. Well, before she blue screens, let's jump into the game.
Let's do it.
So, question number one. All right. So, I better explain. I kind of explained to her before, but I want to go through it again. So, I'm going to be reading a question. I'll describe a video game, a movie, could be anything. And then to buzz in, to interrupt the question, you're going to say your name. So, Aaron.
Aaron.
That's going to be his buzzer. Mark.
Mark.
Steven.
Fluffy Pants.
Madison.
Dio.
Exactly. That's how the game is played. I will stop the question. You'll give it a shot. And then you have to wait until everyone else goes before you get another opportunity. You guys all ready?
I'm ready.
Question number one takes place in the BattleTech universe, a science fiction universe that often centers around pitched battles between human factions in control of combat robots. These robots are called battle mechs.
Fluffy Pants. Robotech Invasion.
Incorrect, sir.
Just threw it out there.
Good try, though. That's how the game is played, people.
Aaron.
Go ahead.
Mech Warrior.
No, incorrect.
Wow. Dio.
Dio.
I really have no idea, but I'm guessing there was an anime. Crap. Mm-hmm. I'm horrible on the spot. Evangelion?
No, incorrect. Mark, you want to go ahead and get everybody else
in
this?
Were you done with all the... Was that the full description?
I kind of want you to give it a shot.
Wow.
Okay,
wow.
Fine. He's a champion. He can play it safe. Yeah. The plot of the game centers around an inhabited planet called Helios in the dominion of the Inner Sphere, a powerful coalition of feuding factions in control of the large areas of space. Wow. Come on, people. This is video game bang. It's a video game.
I don't know. Actually.
Mark. I don't know. Chrome Hounds.
Wrong.
Aaron. Zone of the Enders?
No.
Then I have no idea.
Madison, you want to get... Okay, it's a video game. Xbox.
Original Xbox?
Original Xbox. I'm going to have to close the
floor. Oh, my God. Oh.
Okay, I'll repeat it one more time.
I think I know
just
it
for
too.
Madison. Takes place
just
in the...
Because
I don't care about you
fluffy
guys.
Fluffy Pants.
He said Fluffy Pants.
Steel Battalion.
Wrong.
Damn it.
No.
You've named every mech game. Takes place in the BattleTech universe, a science fiction universe that often centers around...
It can't be Bionicle. Come on.
BattleTech Invasion?
No. Oh, my gosh. I'm so disappointed.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I said the wrong thing, but whatever. Okay. Are we done?
Mech Warrior?
No.
I already said
that's
Mech
what he
Warrior.
Said.
I thought you said Mech Assault.
No. I would have went Mech Warrior first.
So do you have one more guest, Dio, or do you want me to continue?
We can continue, I guess. Am I the leader here?
Nobody right now. Yeah. Nobody's got the point. Aaron. Robotech Invasion.
No. The game is Mech Assault, people. It's Mech Assault.
Was it Mech Assault?
Oh, my God.
You didn't say it,
I know.
Though.
I said Fluffy I Pants.
That's Mech Assault. We're moving on.
Jesus.
Man, you guys are killing internet
space.
I
knew it was Mech Assault.
I said Mech Warrior the first time.
And I thought you said Mech Assault the first time, so I went with Mech
Warrior. Question number two.
Wow.
Embarrassed.
Characters in this 2006 fighter include Jean Cujo, Paul Chan, Brad Burns, Lion Raphael, Wolf Hawkfield, this is so stupid names, Cage Maru, and Akira Yuki.
2006 fighter.
Oh, shoot.
Did I stump you guys?
No.
I don't even play fighters.
It's one of my favorite because I...
But Fluffy you all worked at a game. Okay, Steven.
Is it SNK?
No.
No. No, it's not. No.
You guys all work at GameStop. Yeah?
Mark of the Wolf?
No. You guys are way
No, I know it is.
Mark. We got Dio and Mark still left.
King of Fighters?
No.
No.
Fluffy Pants.
Hold on.
We got...
I need to hear the names again.
Yeah, lovely contestant.
Yeah, Madison still has a chance.
Dio, I guess.
She's like me, I guess.
I guess. I don't even play fighters. The only fighter character I know is because last night somebody told me that he was looking like Guile, and I'm just like, okay.
Whoa, Guile. So you don't know Street Fighter.
I don't even know Street Fighter, so yeah.
No guesses?
No, I know this. I know this game.
Fluffy Pants.
I know this game.
Steven.
Bloody Roar 3.
No.
Aaron?
Aaron.
Fatal Fury?
No. Wow, you guys suck.
read the name of the fighters again.
We need a repeat.
All right. Jean Cujo. Pal Chan. Brad Burns. Lion Raphael.
Mark. Tekken?
No.
Keep going.
Wait. Oh, no. Oh, I know it.
Fluffy Pants. Hawkfield.
Fluffy Pants.
I know it now.
Tetsunoku.
No.
Never's Capcom.
Hold on.
I would imagine Mark would know this.
Hold on. Do you want to go it again, Madison and Aaron?
I don't even want to.
I'm so embarrassed now.
Robot questions.
I gave you a Mech Assault question. Okay?
Mech Assault doesn't count.
Those are robots.
Okay, but read all the names again, because I was
Jean Cujo, Pal Chan, Brad Burns, Lion Raphael, Wolf Hawkfield, Cage Maru, and Akira Yuki.
I'm so embarrassed that I missed this so many times.
If you're still wrong, Mark.
No, I've got it.
Okay.
King of Fighters?
No.
Mark, Virtua Fighter 5.
Virtua Fighter 5. Thank you.
Yes.
Mark is back in the lead.
Oh, my God.
With the most pathetic panel I've ever had, except for Madison.
I knew the names. I just couldn't.
Brad Burns.
Brad Burns kept throwing me off. That's what was throwing me off.
Okay.
Okay, let's go.
Three, in between quarters of this basketball game, you would play mini games such as Shootout, Space Race, and Hall of Hijinks. After the second.
And be alive.
Wrong. After the second quarter was a mini game where you would search for bottles of secret stuff.
That's what we call drugs.
Yeah.
Come on, people.
Basketball game.
Aaron.
NBA Jam?
No, wasn't that what Steven just said?
I say NBA Live.
No, you say NBA Live.
That was actually going to be my guess, but Dio.
Okay.
I will go with Home Court.
No, very good guess, though.
That's a good
random
guess.
One.
I like that one.
Wow. So we do. Okay, she does know stuff.
She does.
I know stuff.
She does know stuff and things. So
Mark.
Street Hoops?
No.
Okay, read them again. Wait. Oh,
Steven?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Mario 3-on-3 hoops.
No.
Okay,
no. In between quarters of this basketball game, you would play mini games such as Shootout, Space Race, and Hall of Hijinks. After the second quarter was a mini game
Aaron,
where you would search
Space Jam.
Yes, Aaron. Thank
Are you serious?
You.
That was an actual game.
Yes, you guys don't remember Space Jam.
I don't remember the game.
Oh,
I never played it.
I love that game.
I almost wanted to say Space Jam just based on everything that was on it.
It said Michael's secret stuff, but I figured that would give it up.
Yeah, definitely. But that's good to.
No, yeah, it's good.
Right. All right, here we go. We're going to the Marvel.
So it's 1-1, right?
Yep.
It's 1-1.
Oh.
Question number four. Anybody's game. This Marvel crossover storyline involved a submersive, long-term body snatching of Earth's mightiest heroes by the shape-shifting...
Aaron.
Oh, damn.
Secret Invasion?
Secret Invasion is correct, sir. Aaron, with 2 points. Did you know that one, Madison?
No.
No.
Did you know that one, Steven?
Yes, I did. All you right. did know. How did you know?
You should have added on an extra question. Who was the first person?
Electra.
All right.
Bam! I'm in the game. One point. All right, let's
that
see.
Was beautiful artwork, too, by the way.
Question number 5. A Red Ryder carbine action 200-shot range model air rifle with compass and stock and thingy, which tells time.
Pants.
Darn it, you got it. You don't know it?
I was going to say A Christmas Story because I heard Red Ryder.
Correct, sir.
Yeah.
Whoa!
Yeah. That's what I was.
The
first. Yeah, that's what
and I'm back in the game.
Yep. So we got 2 for Aaron, 1 for Marky Taru,
just,
1.
Just a sidebar. Do you know they made a number 2 of that?
Yeah. Did they really?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah,
it must have been so bad that I'd never even.
It's him grown up. It was bad.
And our lovely guest, Madison.
No, he works for Santa Claus.
Yeah. It's okay. It's okay. It's still a long game.
Is it Billy Bob Thornton?
No. This one is kind of interesting because you kind of alluded to it in a story today.
Oh,
completely
wow.
par chance.
Which, Halo.
Oh. Which MMA athlete has not yet been on the cover of the UFC Undisputed game?
Fluffy pants. John Bones Jones.
Yes, sir. He is in it.
You had, what, 2 guesses?
I thought about changing the question, too.
You probably should have.
Yeah. Well, how did I know you were going to cover that?
Because you're a UFC fan.
So, Aaron, you got 2, I got 2, and Mike's got 1.
Yeah. Wow. Here we go.
And we do have a person playing with us, by the way.
Madison.
Yeah. let's see. Number 7, Luke Skywalker. Biggs and Gavin Darklighter. Coran Horn. And Wedge Dio. Antilles. Dio.
I'm going to go with Lego Star Wars, The Complete Saga.
Oh, ooh. Great guess, great guess, but it was incorrect. See, that takes balls, though. She stopped the question early without me finishing. That's what it takes. Luke Skywalker, Biggs and Gavin Darklighter, Coran Horn, and Wedge Antilles were all starfighter pilots in this group.
Aaron. The Rebels?
No!
Mark, Rogue Mark. Squadron 3.
Rogue Squadron. I'll
Rogue
give it to
Squadron. Rogue Squadron.
No. It's not a video
it's,
game.
No. It's
not a
video game.
No. Fluffy
we got
pants.
Some,
no.
We got some. We
Fluffy
got some.
Pants.
I don't know. I can't know.
Fluffy pants.
That's
Mark gets the point.
You know that's, why? That's you know why? Because if we're just.
Well, he said, what was the name of the group? I wasn't naming a game, obviously.
He said, what's the name of the group? You said Rebel Squadron 3.
He said Rogue Squadron.
Rogue Squadron. Oh, Rogue Squadron
3. I gave it to him. I am the judge. I am the end all be all.
I think we have. Okay.
I am the alpha, and Madison is the omega.
Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. I think we got some controversy.
We got 2, 2, 2, and 0.
Feeling robbed, Aaron? Hashtag been robbed.
Yeah, I might.
Born David Robert Jones. Hits of his include The Man Who Sold the World, Rebel Rebel, China Girl, Space Oddity.
Mark. David Bowie?
Yes, sir. 3. Ooh.
I knew that.
How is that even
one,
a question
but
for?
But yeah. I got it first.
Who was in Labyrinth?
There yeah. you go.
Yeah, what's going on?
That's a geeky music. Question. What? That's a geeky question right
what?
There. Who was in Labyrinth? Who was the famous singer I
was
in Labyrinth?
Gonna, Jennifer Connelly.
Well, you know.
Let's keep David it rolling. Bowie. Let's keep it rolling.
I went across the board.
Hashtag game is fixed.
Space Odyssey was Bowie.
Yeah.
I knew that. And it, as soon as I heard that, I...
Let's keep it rolling.
Mark.
How many questions are left? 2?
You got
what's
two
the
more?
Score?
It's 3-2-2-0.
He has lended his voice acting skills to the Halo franchise.
I saw you about to imagine.
Because I was going to just be like, Aaron. Yeah.
Turok.
I don't care. Aaron.
Aaron.
Nolan North.
No. Wow, have you given up?
No,
no. You know
we've never
there's
done...
nobody else besides
yeah,
Nolan
exactly.
Except for Troy Baker.
Exactly.
Fluffy Pants. Troy Baker.
Wrong.
Yeah, I knew that was wrong.
This is one you might want to wait on. Turok, True Crime, Gun, Afro Samurai, Hellboy.
Mark. Oh, my God. Shit.
Fluffy Pants.
No, because
you
have to wait for Madison after that.
If Mark fails this one.
Oh, my God.
He's thinking. He's
Ron Perlman.
Head. Yes, he got it. Of Hellboy fame.
I was like, what the
dang.
Fuck is his name?
So
I knew
is it out of reach?
4.
He won.
Yeah,
yeah, that's 4.
He won.
But I still say this is fixed.
Yeah, okay, well, wow. let's go
so,
one more.
I mean,
you know why?
Fixing the game?
You know why? Because if we're going Rebel Squadron 3, which is just
Rogue Squadron 3.
Whatever. I'm going to keep calling it that.
okay, well let's go one more
question. I would be able to get the
okay, fine.
Let's go one more question.
Okay, we will wipe that one from the record.
I'm still up 3-2.
And we will use my bonus question as the fill-in. But okay. If it's a tie, it's a tie. Because okay. I don't have another question. Fine. All right, fine. See, you guys complain, and I give you your way.
I was going to explain why, though. It makes
care.
Perfect sense.
It doesn't make sense.
It makes perfect sense whenever
I... It's fine. Let's go.
This gaming developer is most well known for its work on the following games. Bloody Roar. Bomberman.
Oh, Mark.
Yep, Mark got that one.
Hudson.
No.
Oh, my God, no. It's
developer.
Fluffy Pants.
Oh, my God. Namco.
No.
No, no, no.
Pro Evolution Soccer.
I know this.
Frogger. Silent Hill and Metal Gear.
I know it.
Fluffy Pants.
Okay, Madison?
She said it.
I believe it's Namco?
No.
I know it's one of those Japanese ones.
No, I think I'm the only one left that can actually answer. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Can you please reread the question? I didn't hear it without everybody interrupting me.
Oh, wow. Okay. This game developer is most well known for its work on the following games. Bloody Roar, Bomberman, Pro Evolution Soccer, Frogger, Silent Hill, Metal Gear.
Fluffy Pants.
All games Aaron doesn't play.
Fluffy Pants. Fluffy Pants. Pants are fluffy.
I'm going to say, I really don't know. Aaron, Konami?
Yes!
That's it, yeah.
Boom.
Yeah.
Wow, so, clutch.
I was this close to saying Namco.
Damn it.
I knew it was Konami after. I was thinking Hudson. One of the Bombermans were.
It was Hudson, the Bumblebee.
Yep. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is the last question, everybody. Who is the Red She-Hulk?
Fluffy Pants.
I don't even read comics. Yay!
Diane Frazier.
No.
This was not my trivia night, guys.
I'm sorry, man.
All these questions.
I know exactly who
she's not an expert in.
I know who I know who she is. I know exactly who she is, but if I say it the way I'm going to say it, somebody else is going to get it.
Well, that's the risk of the game.
Why don't you wait to be the last one?
If I say it this way, I swear.
If you say it and he gives you the point for it, then I got to get my other point back.
Then he gets to freak out. Yeah,
I get my rogue squad, and then we'd be tied.
How about you offer any guesses?
Are you guys tied right now? Everyone's tied?
Yeah, we're tied 3-3.
Yeah. Oh, I'm going to say it my way.
And he'll say it
Aaron,
his way.
General Ross's daughter. And that's the correct answer.
If anybody can give me the actual name,
I will concede. I promise. Because
that is the best answer so far.
I promise you. I just cannot
remember
her name.
Gina Ross's daughter?
General Ross.
General Ross.
I just cannot remember her name right now for
some
reason.
You know her last name.
Oh, well, I got it. Fluffy Pants.
Huh?
Fluffy Pants.
Yeah.
Can I go?
Yeah, you can.
Betty Ross.
Boom! Yes, that's it. Betty.
Three.
It's still a tie.
Was it 3-3-3?
Yes. Yeah, because he had two.
Wow. Three-way tie.
Wow.
Interesting. Well, I'm sorry, Madison. You came in to the arena last minute.
I couldn't think
no
of
doubt.
A first freaking name.
Got it.
Worth a nothing.
You've definitely.
Betty Ross.
You should have been like, well, then who's the Red Hulk? Well, I would have got that already.
General Ross, yeah. So, Madison, well, you tried. You failed. How was your experience?
Gosh, I can't believe I missed that mech.
It was
all
right.
The mech one is what I was
talking
about.
We got shut up. We got shut the hell up.
I'm sorry.
This is my show.
Wow.
And it's a no-nonsense show.
How dare you?
Hey, listen to your alpha.
Yes. Thank you. Well, somebody gets
first
it.
First of all.
We were both
somebody
on the
has
alpha.
Fed my ego.
We were both on the alpha.
This show is alpha. What?
What are you talking about?
I'm the alpha.
No.
I thought she said she listened to our alpha.
She told you guys to listen to me, the alpha.
Oh, wow. She's clearly the person with the least amount of points.
The person who's listened to every single episode of the podcast.
That's true. I am just kind of trying to get some points here.
Well, she won the game.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay.
We will be sending her.
Like I said, hashtag, this game is fixed.
I think we need some guidelines.
I didn't fail
with these
in
questions.
The end.
Yeah,
so.
You did not.
No. Well, you did a great job. We thank you so much for playing.
I think we need a winner.
You've definitely earned your spot in the Video Game Bang.
Hall of Shame.
Hall of Shame. Wow. Look, that was him that said that, not me.
Wow.
And he's the one that you're actually knows you outside of the thing, too.
I'm the one that, you know, because we had other people vying for your spot right now, Madison. And I said, no, pick Madison. She deserves it above them all.
That is totally
if you just
want to
like re-record it with somebody else, I won't be offended.
No.
Someone called me an alpha.
Now you're selling yourself short.
And you know that show was canceled, right? Alphas.
It was actually decent.
Yeah, it was a decent show.
Terrible. Thank you, Madison, so much. We will catch up with you after the show. Any last words?
Not really. Just good night. Enjoy your holidays. Merry Christmas, guys.
All right.
Happy
wow.
Happy holidays.
All right.
Coming Christmas. Up here. And New Year's as well.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Night.
All right. Well, you guys are some bitches. What's up with the complaining?
I'm just saying, like I said, the Rebel thing was the one that busted it open.
Yeah.
Because Mech Warrior and Mech Assault, same exact universe and game descriptions.
But if you guys clearly wouldn't have guessed it. You would have kept calling it Rebel Squadron. It was the only one who had a chance at getting that. Steven wasn't going to get
it. No, I knew Rogue Squadron.
You knew Rogue Squadron?
I knew, but I it was too late. I was trying to... That's
he,
why I kept
he, all he
fluffy
threw
pins.
Was a 3 at the end of it. He knew it was Rogue Squadron.
Doesn't yeah. matter.
No, in his head was the video game.
No, I was not.
I've watched Lie to Me today, so I can tell.
Oh, my God.
I can tell.
No.
Why would he even throw a 3 on the end?
Because I like the number 3.
Exactly.
There was three members.
Exactly.
There's more than 3 members.
Exactly. He named more than 3 members. I'm telling you. When are you jumping in one of these?
I already did today. And
no, you didn't.
I schooled you.
No, you didn't.
You tried to throw me up on a question, and I nailed it.
Next time, I'll read the question.
I think I can beat you in a Marvel one for sure.
A Marvel? Well, I want to
get in on. We're going to do a Marvel champion.
Yeah.
We're going to get Mark Passice from Nerd Reactor.
I will host that one.
Mark can host it, and it'll be me, David, Aaron, Steven.
Because I don't know anything Marvel. I think Superman's part of the Marvel universe.
I said
universe.
I wanted to host like 3 days ago.
Did he get Secret Wars though?
You know what? I knew Secret Wars because I looked at Aaron, and Aaron.
You've got a better chance of answering a question than me.
No, actually.
Why don't they split it up? One picks DC and one picks Marvel.
Ooh,
all right.
I wouldn't do good on DC at all.
Hey.
No, I like
that. I bet you Gondo will sit over there, and if he's wearing that comic book crown, there's two major contenders in that.
Oh, Lord. See, this isn't even
about...
That's
what we're doing. Yeah. That is what we're doing. We've decided.
I created a monster.
You two can flip a coin deciding who does DC and who does Marvel.
Who does either.
And then I want you to use the whole universe of the internet and dig as deep as you can.
Oh, I will.
For questions. And don't come with anything soft. Trust
it's
going to
be in the bottom of Wiki.
I want to see some people cheat like, oh, this guy, Scott Bakula or whatever.
Where did that come from?
He was in the X-Men First Class, but he got shot in the head. Who shot him?
he made a quantum leap and disappeared.
I'm talking about we need to go. You guys make sure
you know the names of both 3D
big
man brothers.
And kind of make it so where it's not, vague.
How many nuts can Squirrel Girl fit in her mouth?
That's what we want. Just like that.
Depends on whose. Let's see. Video Game Bang this week was brought to you, as always, by NerdReactor.com. Check us out under the podcast section. We're the top podcast on their little list there. Enjoy it while it lasts, people. You can go there. You can check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/VideoGameBang, and on Twitter, at VideoGameBang. Let's see. Show us some love, people. Give us some comments. Let us know what you like.
Feedback for
what
real.
You don't like. And if you want to compete against our crack team here of trivia, not so much experts based on this week, let us know. Talk some crap. We'd love to get you in there. We give away prizes. Just no one's been man enough to win them.
You know what? That David Bowie question, you might as well have just asked like a mathematical equation because
I would have gotten
that
one too.
It really was. It was like from out of left field. Like if we're going all on one topic and then be like, corn grows in the north and
you guys say,
told him to go around the world.
Yeah,
that music
not around the world.
Music
yes,
is not around the world.
If you had more.
Those songs were in Rock Band.
Where's the freaking crap?
Those songs
on
were
my
in
thing.
Rock Band and Guitar Hero.
Where? Okay, check
I would
that
have
out.
Understood if you.
What does it
say
on the bottom of that page right there before the word trivia?
Nerding trivia.
All right then. Where in the world is David Bowie?
Rock Band.
No.
Rock Band.
No.
No.
Don't
Labyrinth.
Pull that crap.
Rhythm Games.
No. Now, if you had asked it in a Rock Band question or a Labyrinth question, then I would have let you guys go.
Yeah.
Not his name was John Singleton in Another Life. No, I wanted it in a nerding question. Because then I can just be like, boom. You can be like, this famous singer has played in Labyrinth, has been on The Venture Brothers.
Was in Zoolander.
There's so many nerdy things you could have went with that
people,
one.
People, check out the most recent review we did on The Walking Dead Season 2, Episode 1. Aaron, do you have any closing thoughts besides bitching?
I have plenty of closing thoughts, but all I'm going to say right now is
I'm a little
So
I'm the a crown. Little whiner baby.
So are we? So I retain the crown technically. Just tie no, go the to the just tie a three way tie go
I
to the.
I would like to I say
the no. We take the crown and split it into three pieces.
Wow. Wow.
Each of you gets an infinity.
I think the champion should hold like, it if there's a tie.
No.
Like, I mean, especially through a tiebreaker.
No, I went through open. Two tiebreakers.
Technically, you failed at a question that we had to erase, so you should be deducted a point.
No,
Mark,
we did
any
deduct
closing
a point.
Thoughts? That don't have to do with the trivia game.
That's the highlight of the show. The trivia game
the
right
trivia
there.
Game was good. No, I don't have anything. Shoot.
Steven, any last negative thoughts?
let no, the bitch come out.
I do want to say Merry Christmas to everybody.
See? There you we know, go.
From our family to yours.
Wow.
That's
go
a way.
Fuck yourself.
God damn it. This show is running into the ground. Check out this weekend. We're going to be talking about the top 10 video games of 2013. Peace.